You're listening to the Teens for the Nation podcast. Let's get right into this. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Teens for the Nation podcast with your host, Cade McLemore. Today we're going to be talking about something that may or may not be more of common knowledge. Now, if you don't know this, don't feel like, you know, you're left out, or don't feel bad, because this is just something that I'm going to talk about, that I feel led to talk about. We're going to be talking about love, as you see in the title. But not just any kind of love. Not the love when you meet your girlfriend, or where you, you know, love your mom, or you love your dad, or you love whoever you love, or your wife, or your dogs, or your cats, or your whatever you have. This is going to be the biblical love, the love of God. And that love is much deeper, much love that, you know, as God says, passes all understanding. And the reason why I want to talk about it is so many people are caught up in what the world says about love that we don't understand what love really is. One of the beautiful things that I know about God's love is that we just talked about in the last podcast, forgiveness. Without forgiveness, there's no love, because we forgive out of our hearts, and that's love. God forgives us because he loves us. If you didn't forgive somebody, you wouldn't love them. You know, God commands us to forgive people because he also says to love your neighbor with all your heart. You know, a scripture that I'd like to start this off with that at least everybody knows is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. That is a pretty basic scripture, but it's love. You know, I'm going to kind of just share what the Bible says first off about love. This is a short version. Now, you can go look it up and go detailed if you want. But 1 Corinthians 13:4 says that love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, and it is not proud. Now, you can go into the Bible and read deeper into that. 1 Corinthians 13 is all about love. And that goes on and on and on and on. And it's wonderful. Love is more than just, you know, kissing your girlfriend or walking your dog or whatever it is. Whatever you might, you know, whatever love might be to you, God's love is so different, because his love is unconditional. If you're taking notes while watching this, that's something I would suggest writing down, is love. His love is unconditional, which means, I'll break it down, is that, you know, love with your girlfriend or your boyfriend could mean you make enough mistakes, you might break up. Or you make enough mistakes with your mom or your dad, they may not want to talk to you anymore. And God's love doesn't matter how many times you mess up, how many times you cuss at him, how many times you scream at him, how many times you just want to hurt him, whatever you may have said, he loves you unconditionally. And that is no love that any human could ever give, because we're imperfect. We can't give that. And I know that's kind of deep to think about, and, you know, I just feel that that's kind of what the Lord has really put on my heart to share tonight. Or today, tonight for me, because I'm recording this at 11:40 at night. But that is a scripture that purposefully God put on my heart, because it explains. Love is patient. Let's break it down. Love is patient. What does that mean? Well, that means that if you're struggling, that means he's going to wait. He's patient with you. He's going to love you through your trials and tribulations. While you're going through the worst of your worst, he's going to stick by you no matter what. He is going to be very patient with you, because that's his kind of love. Love is kind. He's always going to be kind to you. Now, he may not like what you do, but he's definitely going to be kind. Always. It does not envy. He has no envy against you. He is not envious. He's not jealous. And jealous may be on the further, but in the Bible. But, you know, it's not jealous. He's not, you know, like, well, does your mom love you more than me? No, 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 no. None of that. No jealousy, no nothing. He loves you. It is not proud. He does not, you know, it is not self-seeking. That's the next one. I kind of like that one a lot because it's like, wow, that's God's love. And, you know, he talks about in other verses how we may not understand that because it's not easy to understand. You know, until you meet God, you don't understand that kind of love. I've known God for 17 years and I still barely understand it. One more scripture that I'm going to share is Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we are still sinners, Christ died for us. That's pretty powerful because he died for us to forgive us of our sins and to love us for eternity. You know, it is so awesome to know that no matter how bad you mess up, what kind of mistakes you make, he still loves you. And I did not intend for this episode to be terribly long, but one of the main things that I want, you know, you to know is that if you're listening to this and you're about to sign off, just hear this last thing. God loves you and will always love you. His love endures forever and it never ceases. If you were going through a hard time and you just need somebody to love you, call out to God. He'll be there. May not feel like it immediately, but he's somebody you can talk to. He's somebody that you can count on. He's somebody that, you know, will love you through your mess, through your pain, through whatever you're going through. I'm going to kind of cut this episode short. Thanks for listening. And if you have any questions or anything, feel free to reach out. I just put my email on my Instagram, Teens for the Nation. Feel free to email me, message me on Instagram, or however you want to get in touch with me. Or if you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. Talk to God, because he loves you. I will see you on next week's episode. Thank you for listening, and I hope y'all have an absolutely wonderful day. Goodbye. Yeah. Always remember, guys, God made you special, and he loves you very much. See you later, guys.